This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I have no clue what it is for you. I do know it's the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America for me. Andy Dorf, welcome in, everybody. What an amazing week, week 12 in the NFL. Wow, like absolutely amazing stuff that just happens week in and week out. You know, it started obviously on Thursday. As we know, it's Thanksgiving and we're now passing it through. We're done with Thanksgiving in the weekend. And the only thing left would be the Monday Nighter. Texans and Titans, but wow, so much to dive into as we go through the NFL week 12. Get at me. Let's talk all about this, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so in a nutshell, let me kind of run through some things for you people. Cowboys get a victory, they're leading their division. Bears get a victory, they're leading their division. Saints get a victory, yes, they're leading their division. And those things all happened on Thursday. And then it continued, man. The Patriots get a victory, they're leading their division. The Seahawks, what a great win for those guys, man. You got to just admire the heart, the determination, the desire of Russell Wilson and the way that that guy just plays the game with so much love and just goes out there and gives it his all. But wow, just amazing stuff. And then the Chargers, man, just pounding the Cardinals. The Steelers struggling. The Colts getting a win. So much to get into here on the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf. Again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the NFL Rewind, and it is also Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life. And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Luck wide open to the end zone. Lofts it for Eric Ebron. Touchdown! Touchdown! A 12-yard pass. Wide open was Eric Ebron. That's his third touchdown of the half.
Luck out of the gun has Jordan Wilkins to his right. Luck's going to loft it downfield. Wide open. Eric Ebron catches it in stride. He's inside the 20. Still going. Diving for the pylon. No signal yet. He's going to be down inside the 5-yard line. It's not going to be a touchdown. No, they signal touchdown. Touchdown, Eric Ebron. They put 6 on the board.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right. So you heard the clips. I mean, Andrew Luck, wow. You know, the guy is having the comeback season of out of anybody. I'm sorry, but a few weeks ago, this team was god-awful. Like, dead seriously, they were god-awful people. All of a sudden, 6-5, got themselves in the playoff hunt. I mean, this is a tremendous job from Andrew Luck, the belief from the coaching staff, and how they brought him back, too. You have to give them some serious credit. Have to give them some serious credit. So it'd be cool to see the Colts continue the streak that they're on right now. Winners of 5 straight. Texans, winners of 7 straight. As they're a Monday nighter away from being 8 straight. And they're going to need that because the Colts are playing well right now. And believe me, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? If you would have thunk it, let me know. 1-800-878-7529. All right, I'm going to run through the scores. And we'll take it from Thursday, okay? We'll just give you everything from the start to the finish, because again, like I said, happy Thanksgiving weekend to everybody as it has come and gone. But what did happen was the Bears won 23-16 over the Lions, and the Bears are in first place looking really good. Cowboys 31-23 over the Redskins. Cowboys are in first place. Saints 31-17. They are also in first place over the Falcons, by the way. Bills win. That was a wild game, too. Josh Allen had a pretty solid day. Not necessarily with the numbers as far as his tossing the ball, but the guy ran for 99 yards. Touchdown. Did throw for 160 and a touchdown. And the Bills beat the Jaguars, who, man, oh, man, that's a story in itself. We'll get into that probably in a little while, but that's a disappointment of a story, if you know what I'm saying. Bills 24-21. Browns get it done on the road, and this may be the end of what's going on there with the Bengals. I mean, they started out okay, and few injuries or a couple injuries or many injuries, and all of a sudden they're struggling big time. Anytime you lose to the Browns, you better fear that your job is in jeopardy. And if I'm not mistaken, Marv Lewis lost this job but got it back somehow, some way, some other, and now he'll lose his job once again. 35-20. The Browns win on the road. 4-6-1. Not a bad season for the Browns, to be quite honest with you. Patriots, 27-13 over the Jets, who play without Sam Darnold. So, old man Josh McCown. That's my nickname for him. I don't know if anybody else calls him that. But old man Josh McCown got the start. And the Patriots feasted, let's be honest. Not the prettiest game. Not the prettiest game. Gronk was back, too, so we'll get into that, too. Patriots, 8-3 now in the season, 27-13. Eagles, like, wow, how did they squeak this thing out? 25-22 over the Giants. And let me tell you, that was every now and then a championship team does something special. And they've been awful all season, but every now and then they gut out a win like this, and it's something enough that can help them inspire themselves to have a great finish to the season and rally a little bit. So we'll see if that's what happens for the Eagles after a 25-22 victory over the Giants. Buccaneers 27-9 over the bad 49ers. Sorry if you're a 49er fan. I don't mean to insult you, but if you don't know your team's pretty bad, well, there's a news flash for you. Jameis Winston, 312, two touchdowns. Buccaneers, 4-7 on the season, 27-9. Panthers, this was a tough loss. And I was listening to this one on the radio. Seahawks just never gave up, people. Like, you have to give credit where credit is due. And this Russell Wilson guy, he's a gamer, man. He is an absolute gamer. Dude makes plays when he has to make plays. He extends plays so well. That's what I love about Russell Wilson. 22 of 31 on the day, 339 yards, couple touchdowns. Some huge, huge throws. And the Panthers let one slip by. Seahawks are on a little bit of a roll. And they were supposed to be rebuilding. So this is impressive. Relatively impressive what they're doing. Relatively impressive. Ravens, people. Ravens winning 34-17 over the lowly Raiders. They're really bad. That's another really bad football team. And good job. Kudos to Lamar Jackson. Kudos to Lamar Jackson. A guy that I think can be very electric. And you know what? There's probably a few teams now saying, man, man, we should never have let that guy slip by. Because I do think he's another guy like Deshaun Watson. Really do. Cardinals get crushed by the Chargers 45-10. Phillip Rivers, big day, 3 touchdowns. Very efficient. 28 of 29 passing. Doesn't get much better than that, people. Steelers let one go today, man. Steelers clearly were not ready to play. I don't know what it is. Off to a slow start. Didn't score in the first quarter. They lose to the Broncos, who kind of keep themselves afloat and a little bit into things. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I like the Steelers in their division big time. But they definitely let one slip by because they were rolling. They were playing pretty well. 24-17 Broncos. And then Colts, like I said, Colts 27-24 over the Dolphins, led by Andrew Luck, 343 yards, 3 touchdowns, 30 of 37 on the day. Comeback player of the year, if you ask me, the Dorf man, that's what I think. And then in the nightcapper, the Sunday night game, Vikings 24, Green Bay Packers 17. And that's a bad football team. Okay, look, Mike McCarthy's a bad coach, makes bad decisions, but I've said this so many times. Good teams find ways to win games. Bad teams find ways to lose games. So ultimately, Green Bay Packers are not a good football team. They keep finding ways to lose games. I don't care, man. It is what it is. I'm a Packer fan, but I'm also very objective and real. I know I hear the music. Got to take a break, so I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Scott on second, going deep. And there's a touchdown. Michael Gallup, a rookie, outmaneuvered down the far sideline to catch a touchdown.
Kamara is in for the first time on this drive. He'll take the handoff, running right, sprints it to the second level, across the 40, 45, 50. Now inside Rams territory, along the sidelines at the 20, 15, 10, breaks a tackle at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Saints, 74 yards, and New Orleans is on the board. It's 10-6 with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-470-7113. 426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Off play action, sets, throws, wide open, touchdown! Walking into the end zone is Josh Hill with an emphatic spike in the back left corner.
3 yards for a first down, 4 for a touchdown. Brady throwing corner of the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Julian Edelman.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me. Let's talk about it, man. Week 12 in the books. Only the Monday night left, man. Monday night is pretty good, too. Titans and Texans. Texans playing fantastic football. But Tom Brady, finding Julian Edelman, that's pretty common, man. 4 catches, 84 yards, a touchdown. Tom Brady, 20 of 31. A couple touchdowns himself. 283 yards. More importantly, another victory. And that's what I kind of want to do right now. I want to talk to you a little bit about the playoff picture. It's a little more clear, a little bit more clear. The Patriots are just kind of waiting for, you know, people to make mistakes. Dead serious. 8-3 is where they sit. And pretty much Miami, the only other team with a shot at sniffing the playoffs in that division. But the Patriots 8-3, and listen to me when I tell you the records here, because it's important. Pittsburgh Steelers 7-3-1. 7-3-1. That one could wind up coming back to haunt and hurt them. The loss that they took could wind up coming back to hurt them. Can't lose those games that you should win. You know, that's when you start hurting yourself. And the Steelers let one slip away against the Broncos. No ifs, ands, buts, maybes. Got to beat a team that's under 500. I'm sorry. Got to beat a team that's under 500. But they're safe. They're in the playoffs. They're leading their division. But Baltimore is 6-5. So, and they've got some new mojo with Lamar Jackson. So be a little cautious and a little careful. Don't fall asleep, Pittsburgh. That's what I'm saying. Texans, we'll know a lot more about them after Monday night, but I do like their chances. Playing a division foe in the Titans. But the Houston Texans, 7-3. going into that Monday nighter have a chance to be 8-3. Again, I've been saying it for a long time. I do think they play a factor in the playoffs. Just I like their makeup. I like the fact that they can rise up to the occasion. And the Colts are showing they can rise up to the occasion too. Again, I was dogging them early, but now I'm starting to have some respect, and I'm saying, wow, Andrew Luck is to me my comeback player of the year. That's my guy. He's put that team on his back, and they've won 5 straight. So they're in the shot, and they're in the hunt for the playoffs right now. Kansas City 9-2. Remember, they lost to the Rams. That's the last game they played, which was a fantastic game on Monday night where they scored 105 points between the two teams. Third highest scoring game of all time and the highest Monday nighter. So they're 9-2 and the Chargers are 8-3. But I think if you understand where I'm going with this, these guys better not slip up, man. Because then it's going to be the same old story and the same old dull routine of the AFC Championship going through Patriot land, and we know what happens there. Nobody beats the Patriots. So somebody's got to wind up stepping up and not succumbing to the pressure of having the best record in the AFC and just giving it to the New England Patriots, like usual, like what happens. So that's pretty much the story in the AFC, is that I see the Patriots kind of chomping at the bit a little bit and very excited about potentially stealing home field advantage, because they're right there. They're right there. All right, let's take a look at the NFC. Cowboys in first place right now. Washington has the same record, but Cowboys, if I'm not mistaken, do have the tiebreaker. In the division, they're 3-1, a little bit better than the Redskins or anybody else for that matter. But they're both 6-5. Eagles still in this thing, man. That was a big victory that the Eagles got over the Giants at 5-6. So let's watch the NFC East as things could change on a weekly basis there the rest of the way. Again, we're going to be going into week 13. So the last few weeks of the season become extremely important. All right, so here's a look at the NFC North. Chicago Bears have a lead in this division, 8-3, winners of 5 straight, played without Mitchell Trubisky, and Chase Daniels did just fine. Guy did just fine. Minnesota Vikings at 6-4-1, and now putting themselves in the playoffs. So that's what has changed from this week, is that the Vikings are now in. And if they wouldn't be in, I think that's a huge shock and a surprise. Packers 4-6. I mean, they got to win out now at this point. You got to win out. But ultimately, I think they got their work cut out for them. New Orleans Saints 10-1. Panthers, big loss for them, man. That was the fact that the Seahawks were able to pull that off. That was huge. Huge road win and a huge home loss. And now 3 straight for the Panthers, by the way. And let's give it up to the Saints, man. 10 straight victories for that team. They haven't lost since after week 1, everybody. They don't want to buy. You know, some teams are like, I need a bye week. They don't want to buy. They just want to keep that ball rolling. Keep that train in motion. And then the Rams are also 10-1. So the NFC is actually a little bit better than the AFC, you know, from top to bottom as far as records go, because the balance of the power is over on the NFC side. with two teams being 10-1. And the Saints holding that tiebreaker, by the way. As we know, they were the team, the only team to beat the Rams this year. The only team. Does anybody know the only team to beat the Saints? Week one? Do we have any idea? Do we remember? This is how crazy the year goes, man. Does anybody remember who they played week one and how wild of a game that was? New Orleans played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in case you forgot, people. And that's when we were talking about Fitzmagic and this and that and the other. 48-40, they beat the Saints, and you know, it was craziness. A few weeks later, reality set in. But the Saints, man, that streak is impressive. 10 straight. The number one seed in the NFC. Rams would be the number two seed. Then you got the Bears, who would have the third best record. Then right now it would be the Cowboys. But again, that's going to change. And then I'm not sure if the Redskins are in, the Seahawks are in, the Panthers are in, but I do know that the Vikings are now in. So again, it's between the Redskins, the Seahawks, the Panthers. This is going to get interesting is what I'm really trying to tell you. Going to get very interesting. Again, I do hear the music. So that's pretty much the playoff picture in a nutshell. I think the Saints and the Rams are on a collision course. I really do. And then I also think that you better not sleep on the Patriots. And you better not forget about playing really good football. Because they're waiting in the wings for you just to mess up a little bit. Because they're right behind you, Kansas City. Right behind you. Anyways, speaking of right behind you, the music is right behind me. I got to take another quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'll continue rapping about the NFL. As you know, I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, and this would be Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Make sure to tune in to the Sports Byline Overnight Radio Show every Friday night as Fred Wallen welcomes four-time champion handicapper Ron Raymond, who breaks down the World Series of Handicapping NFL football contests and shares the weekly consensus picks from the contest players. Furthermore, Ron gives out his weekly Raymond Report ATS forecast predictions on the upcoming NFL weekly football games. Get the picks the sports books don't want you to know about.
Blue!
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
The Browns have the ball. They trail by four in the backfield. Nick Chubb, the rookie out of Georgia, goes right side, 40, 45, 50. He stumbles a little bit to the 40. He's to the 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown! Nick Chubb, 63 yards!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the NFL Rewinder hanging out on Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, it's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. If you want to speak with me here now, and always on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America, after the week's action, and like this week is week 12, next week will be week 13, 5 weeks left. I'm having a hard time believing we have 5 weeks left, but you can always get at me when we're doing the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America on the phone at 1-800-878-7529. Philip Rivers, amazing day. The guy completed his first 25 passes to set an NFL mark. It's extremely impressive. Some guys have a difficulty making one pass in a row. This guy made 25 straight. Melvin Gordon suffered an injury in the win for them over the Cardinals, so I hope that's not serious. I really do, because that guy is electric. And he can be so, so important for them in the postseason. And Dak Prescott was impressive. Actually, Amari Cooper was impressive. But in turn, Dak Prescott was the guy throwing the ball. And it's now nice to see that Dak Prescott has a guy like Amari Cooper that he can throw the ball to. And if you make a mistake, that dude is taking it to the house. Are the Cowboys legit? Have they figured things out? Can anybody beat the Saints and the Rams? I don't think so. I just think those are way too solid, way too complete of football teams. Do some other teams do things well? Sure, absolutely. But in every facet of the game, in the NFC, those are the two best, man. Do the Vikings have the ability to maybe rise up to that challenge? Not from what I've seen so far. I don't think their defense is as good as it was last season. I mean, their offense, I think their offense can be pretty potent. Could their defense get the stops that they would need to make against a Drew Brees-led team that has the offensive power that it does? And the same goes with a Jared Goff-led team in the LA Rams that has all the weapons that he has at his leisure. I just don't see it, man. I don't see it. So I guess I'm really trying to say it's going to be pretty boring. So Will the Bears make it exciting? Will the Vikings make it exciting? Will the Cowboys or whoever gets out of the NFC East make it exciting? Will the Panthers rebound a little bit? You know, I thought that they were on their way. And then they went on a three-game skid. They were 6-2. They were on their way to being an upper echelon team. And then the three-game skid, man. Wrong time. Wrong time to have those kinds of things happen. So if you look at the consistency factor, and that's what any professional sport is all about. Here and there, you're going to have some flukes and things happen, of course. But I'm a firm believer that you are what your record is. As cliche as it is, you are what your record is at a certain point. And the Rams are a strong football team. The Saints are a strong football team. The Bears are a better football team than most people thought they were going to be. The Vikings might get to a place where they're a pretty good football team. They're not there yet. Not there yet. And I don't really believe in anybody in the NFC East at all. Eagles aren't the same. Just not the same. Redskins are definitely not the same now that Alex Smith is out for them. Sorry, I'm not a believer in Colt McCoy. Don't believe in that cat. Sorry. Not going to do it. And then I don't believe necessarily in Dak Prescott. Do I think the Cowboys have figured things out a little bit? Yeah, sure. Had a couple nice road wins. Got the nice win on Thanksgiving at home. They've looked good the last 3 weeks. That's why they've won three straight games. But ultimately, I think the NFC, it's pretty boring for the most part. The action's going to be in the AFC. Mark my words. Mark my words. Where's Phillip Rivers? Now that I think about this, where is Phillip Rivers in the conversation of MVP right now? Like, seriously, I was thinking it was a three-headed race with my homie, Patrick Mahomes, who's had a fantastic season and may break Peyton Manning's single-season touchdown record. Still has some work to do, but look, has a chance. Jared Goff, who's played fantastic, and Drew Brees, who's been Mr. Record Breaker like week after week. But then there's Phillip Rivers with the Chargers, who's got his team playing pretty well for the most part. And I think they're going to be kicking themselves ultimately. At the end of the year, I think they may wind up kicking themselves and being a little disappointed that they let one slip by a week ago. You know, they rebounded. Don't get me wrong. They had a really nice, soft schedule on their hand. They had the Cardinals coming to town, and they dusted them, which is expected. But they let one slip away against the Broncos when they lost 23-22 the previous week. And then it doesn't get much easier because they've got a really tough Sunday nighter coming up in week 13 against the Steelers. And the Steelers are coming off of a week where they let one slip away. So a tough game at the Steelers for the Chargers. Which, by the way, they finish up with the Bengals at the Chiefs versus the Raiders. I'm sorry, versus the Ravens and then at the Broncos. And in case you don't remember, they did lose to the Chiefs early in the season. 38-28. So we'll see how important that game is. They're a game behind. And I think that if you look at their schedule, the toughest game they've got coming up would be their next one with the Steelers, and then they do play at the Chiefs. But I do think they can win every other game. Ravens, Bengals, and then Broncos. So they're winning at least another three games. They're winning at least 11. That's my humble opinion. Chargers are winning at least 11 games unless they completely fall apart. So if that's what they're winning, well, let's take a little look at what the Chiefs might do, right? Because if you look at what the Chiefs have going on, when you see what their record is, as we know, 9-2, I do think that they're going to be a little bit disappointed that they let one slip by, and I don't necessarily know if they let one slip by, because they played a heck of a football game against the Rams. That was a fun football game. But they got pretty interesting lineup coming up. Play the Raiders, that should be a win. Play the Ravens after that. Like I said, then they got the Chargers, Seahawks, and then the Raiders again. I would say, look, they're going to win next week, probably beat the Ravens, although that should be an interesting game. Two fun quarterbacks, and then the Chargers, that'll be a big game if they figure out a way to only be 10-3, because then that Chargers game with them, that becomes even that much huger, even that much more large. So, again, man, I think that what we really have to look forward to is the last 5 weeks of the season, people. It's going to be unbelievable. As some of these races that are actually pretty tight become extremely tight, and we see which teams let the pressure bust them, because as we all know, pressure busts pipes, and we'll find out who has what it takes and the will to figure things out. And speaking of that, what can we say about this Russell Wilson guy? The dude is absolutely fantastic. Talk about willing your team to win. Guy just finds guys when you don't think he can find them. Makes plays when you don't think he's going to be able to make the play. Extends plays probably better than anybody in the NFL. Tell me somebody that extends plays better than Russell Wilson and then winds up making the play. He's right up there. I'm challenging you. Tell me who makes it better than Russell Wilson does. I don't think there's many guys out there that can extend plays better than him and then make the play and make the throw. And it's usually a really important play and a dagger of some kind. So that guy gives – I got a lot of respect for him. It's such a quarterback's league when you really think about it. Andrew Luck stepping up, Kirk Cousins stepping up, having a big week. Big Ben Roethlisberger actually had a big week, but his team winds up going down. Phillip Rivers had a big showing. Most of what you're hearing here is the guys that played well and stepped up, well, their teams wound up winning too. Look, man, NFL week 12. It's all in the books other than that week, the Monday nighter with the Titans and the Texans. And what's at stake there is 7 straight for the Texans. All right, everybody. I'm going to come back on the other side. I'm going to wrap things up for you. Keep it close. As you know, I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, and this would be Sports Overnight America.
10th play of a critical drive. To the end zone goes Russell Wilson. What an effort that time by Tyler Lockett. Oh, my.
Cowboys moving it from left to right, going right into the black hole. That huge section of fans right behind the end zone. They're trying to make it rough on Dak Prescott, who's in the gun on 2nd and goal at the 5. Shotgun snap to Prescott. Has all day to throw. nobody open. Flush to the right. Now he goes back to the left. He's going to run to the five, and Prescott untouched into the end zone for the touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Cowboys win!
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time. I am Andy Dorf, and yes, it is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Appreciate you hanging out with me, my people that always check me out on Sirius XM channel 203. I love you people, man. I absolutely love you people. And however you're listening to me, wherever you're listening to me, I know you have choices, so really, really do appreciate you hanging out with me on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. But as I always do, I got to leave you with some final thoughts and some final opinions on what I take away from week 12, at least this week, which is week 12 in the NFL. And wow, man, quarterbacks, just that, that's my takeaway, is unbelievable how they have such an impact on each and every play on offense. And when guys like Andrew Luck come back the way that he's come back, and Russell Wilson continues to throw himself around the football field the way that he does, it's got to make you appreciate watching the NFL week in, week out. So kudos goes to some of the quarterbacks that just made unbelievable plays. And gosh, think about Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff, that fantastic game, and Drew Brees, what he does. Wow. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So for Scott, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.